light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. AI Engineering Building Applications with Foundation Models is a practical field guide for turning state-of-the-art models into usable, reliable products. Chip Huyen distills lessons from real deployments to show how to frame problems, design user experiences, select and adapt models, and operate systems in production. The book moves beyond hype to focus on the details that matter most in shipping value to customers, from data pipelines and retrieval to evaluation, safety, latency, and cost control. With vendor-neutral patterns and clear trade-offs, it helps teams combine prompting, retrieval-augmented generation, fine-tuning, and tool use to deliver measurable outcomes. The writing is concise and pattern-oriented, with checklists that make it easy to apply ideas to your stack today. Whether you are adding an AI copilot to an existing product or building a net new assistant, this book provides a blueprint for building, launching, and iterating with confidence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, product-first thinking and problem framing. The book starts with the product, not the model. It teaches teams to define user jobs to be done, success metrics, and guardrails before touching prompts. You learn to decompose ambiguous AI ideas into narrow tasks with clear inputs, outputs, and constraints. Huyen emphasizes designing user interfaces that expose model uncertainty, enable correction, and capture feedback for continuous improvement. She covers human-in-the-loop patterns such as review queues, approval flows, and confirmation steps that reduce risk without killing velocity. The chapter highlights common failure modes such as brittle prompts that do not generalize, features that lack a control group, and metrics that cannot be measured in production. You leave with templates to define scope, acceptance criteria, and evaluation plans, so engineering effort focuses on impact. By anchoring on the user problem and measurable outcomes, teams avoid overfitting to demos and build features that endure. Secondly, retrieval-augmented generation and data pipelines. RAG is presented as a system, not a single component. The book explains how to build a robust pipeline from data ingestion and cleaning to chunking, embedding, indexing, and query orchestration. It compares embedding models, distance metrics, and hybrid retrieval that blends dense vectors with keyword or metadata filters. You learn practical chunking strategies, citation tracking, freshness policies, and how to prevent leakage of outdated or restricted content. Huyen details ranking and fusion patterns, re-rankers, and prompt orchestration that stitches retrieved context into model calls. She provides evaluation methods for RAG such as coverage, grounding accuracy, and answer faithfulness, along with canary datasets and synthetic probes. The chapter also covers caching, pre-computation, and feedback loops that transform user interactions into better indices over time. You get recipes to handle multilingual corpora, long documents, and personal data with compliance in mind. Thirdly, model selection and adaptation strategies. Instead of one best model, the book proposes a portfolio approach. It shows how to choose between hosted APIs and self-hosted models based on latency, cost, privacy, and customization needs. Huyen walks through instruction design, few-shot examples, tool use, and constrained decoding to align outputs with business rules. For deeper adaptation, she compares fine-tuning methods, such as adapters and low-rank updates, and explains when fine-tuning beats prompt engineering or RAG. Topics include preference optimization, distillation to smaller models for cost control, and multimodal pipelines that combine text, vision, and audio. You learn to run experiments that isolate the impact of each change, avoid data contamination, and maintain reproducible prompts and model versions. The chapter ends with routing and fallback strategies across multiple models to balance quality and spend while preserving consistent user experience. Fourthly, serving, performance, and cost engineering. Turning a prototype into a responsive, affordable service requires systems thinking. Huyin covers endpoint design, batching, streaming tokens, and caching to reduce perceived latency. She explains attention and KV cache, quantization, speculative decoding, and request multiplexing to maximize throughput on limited hardware. The book compares deployment targets from GPUs and specialized accelerators to CPU-friendly small models, including guidance on auto-scaling, cold start mitigation, and queue back pressure. You learn to budget tokens, forecast cost per user journey, and set SLOs that tie latency and quality to business metrics. Practical reliability patterns include circuit breakers, timeouts, retries with jitter, and backoff that respects provider rate limits. Detailed observability guidance spans structured logging, traces linked to prompts and context, and feature flags that enable safe rollouts. The result is a playbook for achieving high availability and predictable cost without sacrificing quality. Lastly, evaluation, safety, and continuous improvement. The book treats evaluation as an ongoing process, not a single benchmark. It outlines a layered approach with unit tests for prompts, task-specific rubrics, golden sets, and online experiments. Huyin discusses strengths and pitfalls of LLM as judge, how to calibrate with human raters, and how to build dashboards that track quality drift over time. Safety coverage includes hallucination mitigation through grounding, refusal policies, content moderation, jailbreak resistance, and protection of secrets and personal data. You learn red teaming methods, policy codification, and guardrail engines that enforce constraints without overblocking. The chapter closes with a flywheel for improvement using user feedback, error taxonomies, and root cause analysis that links issues to data, prompts, or models. Guidance on governance, audit trails, and change management helps organizations ship fast while staying compliant and trustworthy. In conclusion, this book is ideal for software engineers, machine learning engineers, product managers, data scientists, founders, and architects who want to ship real AI features and keep them healthy in production. It will help you reduce time to value, rein in cost, and lower risk by giving you patterns that have been proven across many deployments. You will learn how to pick the right combination of retrieval, prompting, fine-tuning, and tools for your specific problem, and how to evaluate results with confidence. Choose this book over alternatives because it is end-to-end, vendor-neutral, and relentlessly practical. Rather than dwelling on model internals, it focuses on product design, systems engineering, and operations where most failures occur. The checklists, trade-off analyses, and failure mode catalog will save weeks of trial and error. If your goal is to build durable AI products that delight users and stand up to real-world constraints, this is the guide to buy. If you would like to support Chip Huyin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power.